Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and I'm not kidding, by the way. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow us on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. And folks, I can go on and on. If you want to follow us on our Twitter account, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account as well. Phone lines will be accessible today for the next 2 hours. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we got so much happening in America today. Again, going over to Sons of Liberty Media, just highlighting some of the articles that we have out there. Race baiting led by a man, friends, that has literally no heritage linking to the black population whatsoever. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. He's got no understanding of suffering with the black communities whatsoever or oppression. And it's interesting how he's the one that's actually baiting and using the debate, the race debate, which does not belong to this generation. It's a thing of the past. It's water under the bridge, but they want to resurrect it to divide and conquer. Nothing more, nothing less. Also with that, friends, if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, we also have Bombshell. A report proves Obama DOJ, Department of Justice, was involved in IRS targeting of conservatives. Of course they are. Franklin Graham, the religious leader, son of Billy Graham. Islam is a religion of war. Hey, folks, I just want to give you a shout-out really quick, because I know that in America, patriots, they don't take counsel from their fears. Why is it that the American people are cowing down to the Islamic threat, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, so on, all these created political battering rams? What are you afraid of? We don't take counsel from our fear, so therefore, and also to us Christians, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. I mean, we serve the God that, with the blast of his nostrils, spreads the sea so his children can go through and the waters overtake his enemy. I mean, we serve the God that says that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. You know, Scripture tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I mean, we serve the God that he's identified as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not as a lion, the lion. He's identified as the captain of our salvation. Notice the military language here. Friends, why are you taking counsel from your fears to cow down when you should stand up and put the fear of God in these Islamic devils? Don't you think it's time that we begin to stand up and show our enemy who we are? Because the minute you do that, friends, rest assured, these little demonic devils, these Islamists, these jihadists, rest assured, friends, they're going to tell. If you haven't seen the video of the terrorists that were actually caught, it was pathetic. It was as if you were watching a little baby with wet diapers on, and he wanted somebody to change them for them. In case in point, friends, I kid you negative. but I'm sick and tired of the state-controlled media throwing down fear on the American people, and I'm asking the American people, what are you afraid of? They're more afraid of you than you are them. And my Bible again tells me, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against you one way, and they shall flee before you seven ways. My Bible tells me that the Lord God of heaven and earth in Jesus' name, the God of the Mosaic Institution, common law, America, hello, America, hello, that in case in point, that he spends forth his lightnings to discomfit our enemies from before us. He sends his angelic forces from before us to chase our enemies before us, to chase them into dark, slippery places. What are you running from? Oh, let's go to the New Testament. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Why have we forgotten Scripture? Why is it that we have forgotten who we are in Christ Jesus? We're called to be witnesses of the resurrected one. That's the one, the enemy. Remember Jesus said to his church that I give you all power over the enemy, all power over disease, all power over death. Isn't that interesting that he told the church that the gates of hell shall not prevail? But yet again, we have the state-controlled media trying to instill fear into the American people for what purposes? Well, to establish a one-world order, right? Well, Bradley, that's a little weird. No. Let's go back to the pedophile himself. Henry Kissinger said, those that do not basically bow down to the New World Order, they are the terrorists. So what are they doing? They're using totalitarian methods to using fear to in hopes that you'll bow down and relinquish all of your rights for the better good. And the better good is for whatever they would have you do. No, America, that's not what we're made out of, okay? We're the kind that stands up, we play the men, we're patriots, conservatives, and Christians, all one and the same, because it's all derived from none other than Christ himself. And he was the one that said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And might I remind you, America, what you are made out of, to those that are in Christ Jesus. Might I remind you that the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, not for your sake, but for his sake. Not for your righteousness' sake, but for his righteousness' sake. He also said that when you walk in holiness, that he would deliver up your enemies from before you. Remember when King David said, Lord, you're forever at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Remember the Lord gave commandment to save David for his purposes. Friends, you got to know who you are, because if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going, right? Well, this is who our big brother is. This is who our God is, the God of the Mosaic Institution, which was fulfilled by none other than Jesus Christ himself. And case in point, go to Sons of Liberty Media, friends. Army chaplain refuses to be censored on the Bible. And I told you, friends, that this was coming. Folks, you don't bow, you don't burn, and we have an army chaplain that is finally standing up and saying enough is enough. And I want to let you know something, friends. He's right. The law is behind him, and so is God, first and foremost. Sheriff Joe Arpaio draws first blood against Obama's executive amnesty. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out Obama's tortured use of Scripture demonstrates the devil that he really is. And folks, I'm going to play a really quick video for you, which is an audio for you, right when we come back after this break. And really what it exemplifies, friends, is what's going on in America. It's blasphemy. It's a city council meeting praising Satan and Allah by none other than a radical sodomite, a radical homosexual. I'm going to play that for you, and then I'm going to give you the history of tyrants, friends. And I want to tell you what, it's not good for those that touch God's anointing. It's about time, America, you know who you are so you can stand up and deal with the issues at hand. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, friends, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you don't call in, I do understand why. This is not for the squirmish, is it? No, I didn't figure it would. I didn't figure it would be. That's what I probably should have said the first time. Hey, folks, I'm going to get to this in just a little bit, probably hour two. But the cycle of tyrants and nations, did you know that Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said, God, if you're there, strike me dead? And I said this yesterday on the radio because I just kind of highlighted this because we're going to talk about it today at some point, either hour one or hour two, after I play this audio for you. But I said, when you watch the video of this dictator wannabe, you want to talk about narcissism, you want to talk about pride and arrogancy, and you want to talk about the God that said, listen, in your pride you will fall, take heed that you stand lest you fall. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Again, going back to Mr. Mussolini, the joke was on the people in Italy, friends, but I got to tell you, for as much as this man was a joker, the joke was on those people to their own destruction. When you look at this narcissist and you compare him to the narcissist that's in the White House right now, what's the difference? What's the difference? How can a people with 315 million people, with the sacrifice of hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to give them what they have, in the natural and first in the spiritual, his name is Jesus Christ, on the cross of Golgotha, John 3:16. How can a people stand back and allow a joker like this destroy your own country? How can you allow this to take place? It's called a lack of gratitude, unthankfulness. We are seeing history repeat itself in America today, friends. Not on my watch in Jesus' name, and by the grace of God, I'm not moving. But the cycle of tyrants and nations is, I'll give you one, I'll put a little salt on your tongue. Many years after Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said this, God did accommodate when Mussolini and his mistress, he was committing adultery on his wife, were condemned to death. Mussolini said, let me save my life and I will give you an empire. Look at the backwardness in his thought. Let me save my life and I will give you an empire. It's not yours to give. See, remember Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Well, this man's trying to do the exact opposite. Jesus said to he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He had it all backwards, upside down, on its head, and the people allowed it. But, again, going back to how God repaid him to his face, he was not slack to repay him that hated him to his face to destroy them. He honored Mussolini's request. God, if you're there, strike me dead. Again, Mussolini said, let me save my life and I will give you an empire. Then he began shouting, no, no. Both him and his mistress were executed along with main members of his cabinet on April 29, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten by his own people that figured him out after the fact. Then they hung him upside down at an Esso gas station in the Plaza Loreto in Milan. Friends, men wickedly depart from God and his moral law by following men who claim to be something that they are not, simply because men fail to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 24:5. They are then led away through deception, and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars that they allowed their dictators to contrive in the first place. Nations are destroyed. And this occurs, of course, because people that should know better neglect duty through apathy and blindly follow their leader. And wasn't it Jesus that warned you over and over and over again, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch? Isn't that exactly what we're seeing today? Of course it is. Men tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and steer into history destruction that these same men wish would have never been allowed. They then return to God that they should have never departed from in the first place. That is the cycle of nations, friends. That is the cycle of nations. Any dictator knows that God is. If he didn't, why is he always warring against Christ? Right? Napoleon Bonaparte said, the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with the power that conquers all that oppose it. Of course, that is history, friends. That is history. I'll get to that in just a little bit. Boy, I could preach that one down. If I was in a black church right now, friends, you know what they'd be doing, right? They'd all be standing up saying, Bradley Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean. They'd be bringing it down, Brother Dean. It's our job as preachers to kick the hell out of hell so the Holy Ghost can get the heaven in, right? And so it is. And so it is, friends. Florida City Council meeting opens with invocation to Satan and Allah. Mayor and commissioners walk out. Most people were happy that the mayor and the commissioner walked out. Why did they walk out? He had the authority to kick this sodomite out. I don't need to set this up. It's self-explanatory. But why don't you go ahead and listen to this radical homosexual do what he does with the just permission of the people that stood down and allowed him to do it. They're giving an introduction right now. This, again, is blasphemy. More particularly, friends, a city council meeting praising Satan himself and Allah. Okay? This is all coming from the radical homosexual sodomite. Okay? Now what's happening after they introduced, they did a roll call. The sodomite gets up to the pulpit. People are walking out. Listen to what he says. As a threat, he notices the people walking out. Listen to what he says.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. He's threatening them.
Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together.
If I can highlight what he just said, without religious divisions, isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt have no other gods before me? And then when people have other gods and they have division, they have the audacity to blame God for the evils that take place in this earth. He was the one that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. But man goes out and does what he wants to do. And if you read Judges 5:8, you'll find out that, when that happens, there's going to be war in the gates. And in their blindness, what they do is they have the audacity to point the finger back at God and say, you're the problem. When in fact, mankind and the sin that he chooses is the problem. His carnal nature is the problem. I mean, as if to blame God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness, friends. But that's what they do. I go on.
Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe.
Notice the tone of mockery.
The original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan.
Now, what's interesting about that, friends, and I mean to highlight this on purpose, he's hailing Allah, okay? Not the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not the God of the Mosaic Institution. Read your state preambles, friends. It all starts out acknowledging who he is. Not the God of the Mosaic Institution. That's called common law, friends. He's mocking all of that, but he's praising the very enemies of America this homosexual is. Isn't it interesting that the radical Islam, that they're calling, these radical Islamists are calling for the execution of the homosexuals, and this homosexual is actually praising their God? You want to talk about being blinded? Matter of fact, I just seen a post yesterday where the radical Islamists, the jihadists, were actually throwing a homosexual off the top of a building for his acts of sodomy. Also keep in mind, friends, it was not tolerated in this country whatsoever. If you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you would go to prison for up to 21 years. It was not tolerated. Schools across the country during their history classes were taught to, if they were to encounter a homosexual or a lesbian, they were taught in this country all the way up until 1962, as they watched these videos in their health classes, to turn them into authorities. Also keep in mind that up until 1973, homosexuals and lesbians, it was considered a mental illness. Folks, they're rightly called crimes against nature. You have a radical sodomite homosexual praising Allah, and I'll let him say the rest.
May Zeus, the great God of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forget our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us,
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Florida City Council meeting opens with invocation to Satan and Allah. Mayor and commissioners walk out when they should have stood up. In saying that, folks, let's play the rest of this. Again, notice it's a radical sodomite praising Allah, those that are calling for the execution of the homosexuals, along with Satan himself. And it shows you crimes against nature. Romans 1:24. Let's
if
plan.
Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans.
He's lying.
And growing rapidly. In closing, let us, above all, love one another. Not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what?
He's a sick individual. That's it. He is a sick, sick. Then they turn around. There's 5 left in the room besides this radical sodomite who's praising Satan and Allah, Buddha, Zeus, Thor, so on and so forth, in a tone of mockery and blasphemy throughout. They turn around and then they have the audacity. Listen carefully.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Yeah, now just so you know, one nation under God, indivisible. Indivisible means undivided. And what did he do? Instead of following the commands of God, thou shalt have no other gods before me. By the way, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. What do you have? You have a radical homosexual praising every god but our God in this country. I say he was even praying the agnostic. He was praising the atheist. He lied about the fact that there's one in five. Baloney, friends. Baloney. They always embellish their numbers. Keep in mind that is a Saul Alinsky tactic to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than what there really is. And keep in mind, atheists don't exist. Okay? Say they. Folks, this is blasphemy. There's blasphemy laws against individuals like this. Why was he allowed to actually give forth his blasphemy? He called it a prayer. But it's interesting because I did a prayer at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota some years back, probably 3 years ago now, and I invoked the name of Jesus Christ because, of course, I'm not there to take my cap of faith off, right, because somebody didn't like it. Matter of fact, I even had a priest come up to me and say, Bradley, you can't, oh, I'm sorry, to one of the guys in the ministry here, he said, you guys can't be dropping the J-bomb. And what's interesting is right inside of the Capitol chambers, the Supreme Court chambers, they have a huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law of God. And you know what it says on the way out, friends, above a door? There's an inscription above the door on the way out of the Supreme Court chambers. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. See, in the religion of ignorance, the Americans are chained by tyrants. To have a radical, radical sodomite get up and give a prayer like that and mock the God of America, I say we get him a one-way ticket to the choice of his atheistic nation. I say let's send him there, shut the phone lines down, say this is what you wanted, go for it. Have at it. Interestingly enough, we just found too that, speaking of the radical homosexuals, the radical homosexuals are now attacking those that won't bake cakes for them in their homosexual marriages, right? So they're attacking them. Well, someone had the right mind to actually take it to the homosexual gay bakers, which why they had to take it that far in the first place, I have no idea as to why. But it was a good idea because they've approached 15 homosexual bakers to actually bake a cake for heterosexuals, and every single one of them refused. Well, wait a second. I thought this was about tolerance. No, it's about intolerance, friends. I also had another individual come forth and bring an article to us, and it shows on this particular article that they put up a billboard where homosexuals are actually redeemed. And by the way, I'm a preacher, so I desire everyone's redemption, but that's between them and their God, not between me and them. I'm an ambassador sent by him to preach forth his word so the Holy Ghost can come forth and convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. The Lord does the rest. Law to grace. Right? Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. But it's interesting because what they did is these liberated ex-homosexuals came forth and put up a billboard, and the billboard's message of truth about homosexuality and genetics has the homosexual advocates in uproar. As a matter of fact, the whole piece was a slant against those that are actually trying to see the homosexuals redeemed. But we can see, again, the state-controlled media doesn't want the homosexuals to be redeemed because it doesn't work for their criminal agenda. See? It is a government interest. Just ask Chai Feldman. She was appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. And she said this whole homosexual agenda brings forth a government interest. Of course it does. Because they want to stop all of those that would speak out against the tyranny that takes place in government. And keep in mind, too, friends, it's government that's advocating this homosexual agenda. They're just looking for the fools that will play the fools and stand down and allow themselves to be used as a political battering ram so that they can upend the sovereignty of the United States of America. And for those that stand down in the face of the homosexuals, that's exactly what you're allowing them to do. And by the way, a lot of the homosexuals themselves, they are inadvertently being used. They don't know what it's about. The higher-ups do, rest assured. But, you know, this billboard was actually posted in Richmond, Virginia, which declares nobody is born gay. And it stirred up quite a controversy. As a matter of fact, the homosexuals even came back and said, these are the people that are responsible for gay kids and gay boys and girls for committing suicide. Are you sick of this yet, America? Who's confusing the kids? They are, yet they're blaming you for the crimes that they perpetuate. Are you sick of it yet? Friends, let me say this. Right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. Purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Nobody can ever change that because in the Spirit, the law is perpetual. It's always at work. Undercovering what? Darkness. Friends, you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles because it must be where it always is. Oh, Bradley, you know, you're just too harsh, man. You don't understand. I got a gay this and a gay that and a gay this. Well, then love on them and tell them the truth. Because it's truth that makes men free, not compromise. Not you withholding the truth. Hey, folks, and don't suggest that love takes the course to overlook judgment because of kindness. Because then love wounds itself by killing justice. Don't be that foolish, friends. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it someone right, somewhat right. You just can't do it. Now, we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true by saying, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Folks, this is very specious, but utterly false. Because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. So never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin, lawlessness. 1 John 3:4. What, when a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? After all, he was born that way. If your employee owes you a day's of labor or a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? He was born that way, friends. Did you hear about the man that only kills on Friday? He thought he was doing his best. Now that's called self-righteousness. He can't help himself, he said. He was born that way. Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he spent the money and therefore cannot pay it back? Try that in a court of law, friends, especially with the IRS. You want to see how fast they'll contradict themselves? Oh, it'll happen real fast then. Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, I was born this way. Folks, I want to tell you this. It's a dangerous doctrine, America. The law of God is a moral one, and it's just, and it's holy, and it's good, and it's righteous. And man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. It does not matter what he says. We were all born in iniquity, but we make a choice to do the things that we do every day. We make judgment calls all day long. If you have an inability to actually maintain yourself from violating God's moral law, then you belong in jail at least. At least. But America has fallen for the fact that the radical homosexuals are the victims. Are they, friends? Are they? I have yet to find any evidence that sways in your favor. Zero. Nowhere. Can't find it. It's always safest to stick to the Word of God, friends. The commandments of God are as if a sign before you walked out onto a frozen lake. The commandments are there to warn you that it's thin ice. Don't go out there because you're going to fall through. That's what they're for. And if you want to go ahead and transgress them, well, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. The fact of the matter is you can't say nobody told you. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James Lane.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers, but one of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I appreciate that very much, Sam. But he just posted this over to us from our loving friend that gave that invocation in Florida where he was praising Allah, where he was praising Satan, Hare Krishna, Zeus, Thor, making a complete mockery out of it. Well, this sick devil, he tweeted this, friends. He's got a billboard. He took a picture of this. The billboard says, "Lonely, need a companion, ? Rape any hot virgin and get a wife, Deuteronomy 22, 28 through 29. Well, I know in Scripture that if you rape, it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, a blow for a blow. If you commit the crime, you're going to do the time. In other words, God says, put that man to death. So I'm trying to figure out, but in his confusion, this is probably what he sees. But isn't it interesting that they put these radicals out there to do such things? And you want to talk about a sick-minded group of people? Oh, friends, you haven't seen anything if you keep letting this radical homosexual go forward. But a billboard with an approval, lonely, need a companion, rape any hot virgin and get a wife. And then it's signed, by the way, /God. You know, I know that when people are this close, they're either going to get saved or else they're going to be judged. And it's not going to take too long before we see the fruit of it. When people get this close to the mockery, here, case in point. It reminds me, I'm a rocker dude. I'm 6'5", I got long hair down to my butt, tattoos, the whole shebang, right? But I had this before I got saved. And God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. So I praise God for that. But in saying that, there used to be a band called AC/DC, which is still out there, by the way. But the old singer, his name was Bon Scott. He sang a song, and the song's title was Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. He recorded the song, and 8 hours later, he was found dead because he choked on his own vomit. You understand? Folks, people look at the Lord and just say, you know, he's just this little pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside. Friends, you are reading the wrong Bible. He is your judge, first and foremost. He is a holy and a just God. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. He's also the God that said, if you touch my children, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. These people do nothing but offend. Oh, it's a bad place to put yourself. Woo! This boy's really close, friends. He's really close. One of two things is going to happen. He's either going to get saved or he's going to be dealt with. There is no in-between. And, you know, I'd rather have the American people deal with them right off the bat. Just that sick. Lonely, need a companion, rape any hot virgin and get away. Folks, that is blasphemy. But that's all he did during that invocation that he called. There was also a threat to a conservative daughter, which I need more details on that, but in saying that, I'm just giving it to you as I get it, friends. So anyways, I think you're getting the point as to what's going on out there. Folks, I also want you to understand that we have a tradition in America concerning oaths for those that serve we the people, and their oaths end with so help me God. For example, the military's oath of enlistment ended with so help me God. And it still does. The commissioned officer's oath ended with so help me God, and it still does. President's oath of office ended with so help me God, and it still does. Congressman and senator's oath ended with so help me God, and it still does. Witnesses in court swore to tell the truth, so help me God. What's also interesting, friends, is when you read scripture, again, going back to the word of God, is it not interesting that the children of Israel, when they heard the law of God read, that they amend the curses? Amen means so be it. In other words, they were saying back to the Lord God of heaven in Jesus' name that walked among them, the God of heaven and earth. You know, the earth is his footstool. The heavens is his throne. It means he's everywhere at all times. I love that. Isn't it interesting, friends, that they would amen to curses because they knew that God entrusted his people because they seen the sacrifice, the lamb, the sacrificial lamb that was killed for themselves. They understood the sprinkling of the blood. They understood the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure, the covenant. They understood what it took, and it was blood. It was through sacrifice. And when they would amen the curses, that meant that, Lord, we understand that you've entrusted us with your precepts. You've entrusted us to be your hands on this earth as it is in heaven. In other words, so when God gave commandments, they would execute his judgments, his statutes. But they didn't amen the blessings. They amened the curses. Because they knew their responsibility, right? And we used to have that in this country for hundreds of years, up until the 60s when the free love movement came out. And folks, love isn't free. Just look to the cross of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Believe means to act upon. It's a verb. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. That means a sacrifice. Or what about this one? Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. To stand down is daring the justice of God, America, and it's not a good place to put ourselves. I suggest that you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why our founders required an oath to include So Help Me God? I want to just go to one particular part, because when we look at the state constitutions, they understood that all persons and religious societies who acknowledge that there is one God in a future state of rewards and punishments, and that God is publicly to be worshipped, shall be freely tolerated. These are the oaths of those that serve we the people in South Carolina, Article 38. I can go in all 50 states, friends. But the point is you have the radical sodomites mocking judgments when I want to make him aware, and the God of Allah, and the God of Hare Krishna, and the God of Zeus, and Thor, and all these other, and Satan, they all understand. Isn't it interesting? Even Satan believes himself, the Bible tells us, and trembles. But he's got to find idiots like this that will open up their mouth. But isn't it interesting that most people are moved by the fear of God? And Scripture tells us, by the fear of God, men depart from evil. And what is the fear of God? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. By the way, you know what he said right after that? He said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. If I go over to Isaiah 56, he said, blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times. And then when you go over to Psalm 9:16, the Bible says that he's known by the judgments that he executes. Oh, he's not a God of judgment. Oh, yes, he is. And I just want to say to all you foreign gods, to all you idolaters out there that are creating a God to suit your own sin, I want to let you know something, that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, like it or not. Like it or not. Our forefathers, namely John Adams, the second president of the United States, he was moved by the fear of God, a filial fear, as a son to a father, to please him in everything that he did. And here we are, fighting against these little itty-bitty ankle biters. And I just want to set the record straight, folks, concerning his embellishment of the atheist and agnostic 1 in 5. He's a liar. He serves a liar. He serves a murderer, a killer, and a destroyer, John 10:10. Because we know that the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly who his daddy is, and that's exactly why he acts just like his daddy. And we know where liars go. You know, isn't it interesting that Scripture tells us that, as a matter of fact, Jesus warned us 54 times through the Old and the New Testament, same spirit, friends, of hell. And I want you to understand that I'm not a hellfire preacher. I want to just set the record straight. No, I am a law to grace preacher. Scriptural. Galatians 3:24. When you read the book of Acts, it tells us that we preach repentance towards God, not hell. We preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hell is a place where people go to those that have not repented on the knowledge of God's moral law. See how that works? Folks, when we come back, thank you for hanging with me. I'd love to hear from some of you people out there. When we come back, we're going to talk about the cycle of nations, okay? And we're going to show you what God meant when he said, touch not mine anointed, because I promise you this, it's history that you have probably never, ever heard of before. But we'll set that straight. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. See you on the other side of the break, hour two, coming up.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.